friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Holy smokes! This part two is going to be crazy. You see, Apollo and all of his family live in a paper wasp nest, and a storm just made a big hole in the nest, and it's up to Apollo to save the day. Do you think he's going to be able to figure this out in time before all of the baby wasps get wet from the rain? I don't know. Well, let's find out. Are you ready? Me too. Let's go. As the storm blew the nest back and forth, all the wasps were holding on to something for dear life. Ah! They all were shouting, "Apollo, what do we do?" "Everybody just hold on. This storm will end soon and then we'll figure out the plan. Just hang on," shouted Apollo. After what seemed like an eternity, the storm finally came to a close and the wind resolved into a calm, blowing breeze. The rain was still pitter-pattering on the nest and dripping in through the hole, and it was time to get to work. "All right, everybody," shouted Apollo as he tried to get all the wasps' attention and gather them together. He started to realize the situation. In his mind, he thought, "Wait a second, who am I? I've only been in school for a little bit. No one's going to listen to me, and I don't know what I'm doing." Have you ever felt consumed by those thoughts before? Of like, "There's no way I can do this. No one's going to listen to me. I'm just a kid." That is exactly what Apollo is feeling. But something amazing is about to happen. "All right, everyone, listen up, shouted Apollo. "We have to work fast. You see, all the baby wasps, they're going to start getting wet any second now from the dripping in the hole. We have to split into two groups. I need team one over here. You are my wood team." Half of the wasps ran over to the left to be on the wood team. You see, their team, they were going to fly out and get pieces of new wood to use to patch the hole. This was really important. "All right, and then I need a second team over here. You are my spit crew," shouted Apollo. The other half of the wasps ran over to be on the spit crew. "Wait a second. Did he say spit crew? Gross." "Oh, I see here. It looks like they actually need spit to make the nest." "Oh, yeah. They combined the wood that the wood team's going to go get with spit, with wasp spit. And do you know why they need that?" "Yeah, it's because they don't make cement for wasps. You know, you can't go to your local hardware store and find some cement made just for bees and wasps. They have to build it on their own. And the tools they have is their spit. So, if you were a wasp, what team would you have picked? Would you have picked to be on the wood team to go gather up the wood, or to be on the spit crew?" "I think I'm totally going to be in the on that spit crew." As the two teams started to get to work, Apollo ran over to the nursery to check on all the baby wasps. As he poked his head inside the nursery, he could see all the workers carrying the bees over to a drier place. "Oh no, are the bees getting wet?" asked Apollo. "Yes, it's terrible. That hole let in so much water, and the babies, they're starting to get soaked. And if we're not able to move them in time, something terrible could happen. So we have to work fast," said the nursery worker. "Okay, well, if there's anything I can do to help, just let me know, but we're trying to patch the hole as fast as we can to stop the water from coming in," said Apollo. Apollo then released a pheromone to let everybody know that they need to work faster. Wait, what is a pheromone? Do you know what a pheromone is? Oh yeah, that's the way that bees and wasps, they communicate with each other through a smell. It's a way for them to get a message out for a lot of bees and wasps to understand what they're talking about, because they don't have walkie-talkies like us. Well, Apollo released this pheromone with a special message in it, and when any wasp smelled it, they knew exactly what it meant, that they had to fix that hole as soon as possible, or else the babies are in real danger. Apollo ran back to the main room and started working with the wood and spit crew to get the patch made for the hole. All right, guys, this is looking awesome. You're doing great. And so now we just need to make sure the design looks like this. Apollo handed them a piece of paper that he had written all the blueprints on to make sure that what they were building would fit the hole perfectly. As they attached some string to it and pulled it up, they had to use all of their strength, all of them working together. Heave! Ho! They all shouted in unison. Heave! Ho! As they raised the patch up towards the hole in the nest, Apollo was waiting there with the special cement to put it into place. All right, now everyone push. Everyone pushed with all their might and pushed the patch onto the hole to stick on that special sticky glue that they made out of their spit. Great job, everyone, shouted Apollo. We did it. We patched the hole. And just then the door swung open and all the designers came pouring in.
Oh no, we heard the terrible news about what the storm has done to our nest.
Wait a second, said the lead professor.
I was told that there was a hole in the nest. Where is the hole?
Everyone pointed over to Apollo, who was there standing to the side.
Apollo, did you do all this?
Apollo shook his head.
Oh, not at all, not at all. We all did it. Everyone worked so hard. There was the wood team and the spit crew. Everyone worked so hard together. I just played a tiny little piece to this problem, but we were all able to figure it out together and fix that giant hole.
Wow, great job, class, said the lead professor. You have all done so well working together, and that is the most important part of being a wasp, is knowing that on your own, there's no way that any one of you could have fixed that hole. But together, you can do the impossible.
Everybody cheered and were so relieved to have fixed the nest together. The lead professor walked over to Apollo and said,
Apollo, we are very proud of you. We know that it was you that led this entire operation, and you are on your way into being something great.
And that is the day that Apollo and all of his friends saved the nest. I love that Apollo. He realized that he couldn't do this all on his own, and he needed a team of people to do this together. And when the job was done and the professors came back and applauded Apollo, he was right in making sure they knew that it was not him. It was the whole team that did this amazing job. That tells me that Apollo is going to be a great leader one day. The end.
Wow, great job. You listened all the way to the end. And yes, that is amazing how awesome of a leader that Apollo was, that he didn't take all the credit. He knew that it was the whole team that did this amazing job. Remember, make sure that you're signed up to receive emails from HeyMrJim.com so that you can receive all the cool instructions of how to build your own paper wasp nest out of paper mache. This one is gonna be awesome, so make sure that you tag the Instagram page Kids Animal Stories with your pictures of your awesome creations. Well, my friends, this has been a super awesome adventure, and I hope you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye!